Hello, everyone.
Hello.
So a short week. How does this impact you as far as the healing process and getting strong and ready for the next game when it's such a compacted period of time?
It's a push to Thursday. Thank God I woke up feeling a lot better than I have the past 2 weeks. So I'm just going to do the necessary things I need to do to make sure I'm ready to play Thursday.
What are those things?
Getting treatment, cold tub, contrast, just taking care of the body, rest. So, I'm doing those things right now.
And on a week-to-week basis, they kind of determine, the defense kind of dictates what you guys are doing. Like this week, they were saying you were running so well that they said we're just going to ride Adrian this week. Is that something that you saw early on in the game, that this was going to be a game where you're going to end up with a lot of carries because you were effective early on?
Yeah. But, that was part of the game plan coming in. To really establish a run game and, make sure we stay true to it. And, it played out that way. We was able to establish the offensive line up front. Those guys played awesome. And, we was able to pound them and really take advantage of them in the run game.
Coach Frazier mentioned specifically a conversation he had with you after a good practice Friday. Are you prepared to, we're going to ride you on this one? And what was the difference between telling him what he wanted to hear and actually feeling confident that you could do that?
What was the difference?
Yeah.
Doing it, I guess, just having that confidence. He raised his question, he asked, and I was like, yeah, I'll be ready to roll. I thought I had more carries than 23, it kind of felt like it. But it was good that we was able to come out there and do that, execute.
What's it like to be on the national stage on Thursday night?
I don't know, it feels good. I'm sure a lot of guys, including myself, would be excited to get out there. And it's the only game plan, guys, people be tuned in and, ready to see some good football. So, we just got to focus on what we can, control, and that's make sure that, the preparation during this short week is, we're doing our best and trying to max out our opportunities and, keeping our mind right because of the short week mentally. And then just coming out Thursday, executing, looking forward to the extended break during the weekend, so I think guys are motivated and focused, and we know what we have to do. We got a good Tampa Bay team coming in. Despite the record, these guys are extremely good.
Do you feel like you're finally getting that explosiveness in your knees?
No, I feel like I'm starting to get it. I feel myself getting stronger each week, and I get asked that question every week, And it's continuing to get stronger. But like I say, I'll tell you when I feel like I'm at that mark or, I envision myself being.
Are you looking forward to the day when they don't ask you that question?
I am. Kind of make me want to say that I'm there a little early, but that'll be a lie.
Adrian, you guys have a chance to go to 6-2. Can you start to feel that in the locker room here? That guys feel the same building a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you're winning, it's always good and positive. You just feel guys is, tuning in more and really, believing in one another, because, offensively we didn't really play too well, but other guys stepped up, defense stepped up. So, we know we have each other back when we look at the big scheme and we're able to evaluate, previous games. So, The mood in the locker room is good.
You talk about that believing. Does that self-doubt creep in when you're losing and you're going through the season like you did last year?
Yeah, it's room to creep in. But you got to be mentally tough to fight through it, a lot of guys are able to do that. A lot of guys aren't able to do it. But I feel like we have responded well when we have took a loss.
Adrian, at the start of the season, would you have thought that you'd be 5-2 or could be 5-2 or a chance to be 6-2? Would you have thought?
No, I don't thought we'd be undefeated, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
To be serious, honest. Right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no joke. But it is what it is, we're just going to take it quarterly, one week at a time, and just continue to try to knock these things out and, just put our best foot forward each weekend. I don't feel like we'll be disappointed, outside, let them say what they have to say. It's all about what we're doing in here and what we are believing and what we're going to do to continue to reach that goal, So that's been our focus, and, we're going to continue on that path.
The 2019 was built to win. You almost had to win that season. But is this a little more fulfilling, maybe, that maybe weren't expected to win. You guys internally were, but maybe this is turning some heads. Is there some more enjoyment to take out of that?
I don't want to say more enjoyment. You know, from my perspective, I always go in wanting to win. You know, but you know, it feels good. You know, when you're on the radar and you're not really talked about, and you know, you start winning. You know, so that's always good. You just gotta, you know, continue to, you know, keep the focus. That's it, what it comes down to.
How driven were you on Sunday? It really seemed like you wanted to take control of that game, especially even right to the last play when you needed 5 yards to get the first down on fourth down. You got six. You just put that ball down and said, "Here, yeah, this thing's over with."
Yeah, I definitely was. I was just pumped up for the game. You know, I said last week after losing to Washington that I didn't feel like I had my best game. You know, so, you know, it was something that, you know, I was looking forward to get back rolling. And we was able to do that off, you know, especially run the ball. Passing game wasn't that great, but we was able to come off with a win. And I was able to contribute.
Tampa's a lot tougher against the run. Does that change your approach or your mindset going in when they're a tougher team against the run?
Oh, not at all. We're going with the same approach. You know, establish the run. You know, be a balanced offense and control what we can control offensively. You know, try to outscore them.
I know you may have been already asked this, but what's the hardest part coming back this quickly on the field? Is it more of a mental or is it physical for you to get ready to go again and turn in a performance like that just on such short rest?
I would say more, probably half and half, but more mentally, you know, because you're able to push through stuff mentally, you know, the pain and the soreness, and you're able to get through that when you, you know, stretch that mind to think, you know, think about something else positive than, you know, how your body is feeling, you know, so I would say more mentally.
What do you use to focus past it? What do you use for a positive?
Prayer. Praying to God, give me the strength to get through this week and get through this Thursday game, because I got a lovely weekend coming, you know, coming after a good victory. So that's motivation for me.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, AB.